AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Defense attorneys continue closing arguments in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. He's accused of falsifying business records and violating campaign finance law before the 2016 election. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer says prosecutors signaled closing arguments could take 4 hours.
That seems like the prosecutor's doing a lot of heavy lifting at the end. They probably think they maybe didn't do it throughout the trial and probably believe there's a lot to address that the former president's attorneys are going to bring up because they go first. That they have to resolve on their closing arguments.
The Florida judge overseeing Trump's classified documents case is denied prosecutors' request to bar Trump from making statements that could endanger law enforcement agents involved in that case, saying the defense did not have adequate time to discuss the request, but the judge says prosecutors can refile. Consumer confidence rose in May for the first time in 3 months. Americans, though, still say they're anxious about inflation and interest rates. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service says 3 tornadoes touched down in Rock and Jefferson counties in southeast Wisconsin Sunday afternoon. One tornado was on the ground for 22 minutes. Another carved a path about 14 miles long. All the tornadoes reached top speeds of about 80 miles an hour. The damage appears to be limited to trees, power lines, and buildings. Amtrak's new Borealis line has been up and running for about a week. Federal transportation officials say they're not done adding more service in Wisconsin.
We're also funding a number of planning efforts that would introduce additional connections through Eau Claire, more service for potentially expansions of the Hiawatha line, more for La Crosse as well.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Police are now investigating after finding a body in the woods on Madison's north side. MPD says someone had called asking them to do a welfare check near where Stoughton Road meets Highway 30 and 151. That's off Sycamore Road. It's an industrial area surrounded by woods. They were dealing with tough terrain and tough weather on Monday. They used a drone to find the body. They haven't yet released the person's name or whether they believe the death is suspicious. Meanwhile, 3 more tornadoes hit southern Wisconsin over the long weekend. They touched down Sunday afternoon in Rock and Jefferson counties. The National Weather Service was then on the ground. NWS says they were the lowest rated twister, EF0. Those can still have wind speeds of 80 miles per hour. These storms damaged homes, power lines, and trees, just continuing the path of storm damage here in southern Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers stun the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A showdown between the crew and the Cubs in front of a sold-out AmFam Field, a scoreless pitcher's duel. Until the 8th with Willie Adames at the plate for Milwaukee. Coverage, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Wisniewski deals, Adames center field. Bellinger on the run, he looks up, goodbye! A 3-run blast, Willie Adames!
The Brewers went on to win 5-1 over Chicago. Adames on taking a swing with 3 balls and no strikes.
I don't really like to swing 3-0, but today it's just the right opportunity, the right moment, and the right situation. I think today we got the results we wanted.
Meanwhile, the Cubs' scoring drought continues.
We talked about margin for error, and certainly when you're in this low run scoring environment that for us, you know, a couple weeks now, your mistakes are going to hurt you bad.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time on the John and Gordy Family Show, we'll be live from Short Stack Eatery.
And we'll have as a guest Rachel Barnhart from Up Together talking about universal basic income.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, May 28th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here. Welcome back after a long weekend for some on this Tuesday, May 28th, 2024. Glad to have you along with us, Mr. Zommers. How was your holiday weekend?
It was good. One of my college roommates, Ethan, visited, and nice. It's really good to see him. He is attending grad school in Michigan, so I don't get to see him all too often. And then we went to the Brewers-Cubs game yesterday.
The big one, for those watching on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, and what used to be Twitter, we call it Twix, as Craig Ferguson calls it, not Twix, not X, but or not Twitter, not X, but Twix. I'm wearing my Milwaukee Brewer Bob Uecker. Turn around for those watching on the stream. You can see my bald spot and the number 8. My Bob Uecker Milwaukee Brewer jersey. It was a big game. First time since Craig Council, former longtime Milwaukee Brewer player and manager, returned to AmFam Field as the manager for the much dreaded and hated rival Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, as soon as their players started getting announced, soft jeering started happening. But then when Craig Council's name came up, it was really loud.
People were, and I saw the post-game presser, or maybe it was a pregame, not sure which, with Craig Council. And, you know, I got to say he handled it very admirably. He said, clap, cheer, boo, whatever. Just have a good time. Just have a good time. Yeah. He kind of let it roll off his back. So, you know, kudos.
You kind of have to.
Yeah. But the important thing is, and you were there, Mr. Zommers, the Brewers seemed to look fantastic. A big 5-1 win yesterday over the Cubbies.
Willie Adames still on fire.
It's great. It's absolutely. I love it. I love the fact that Pat Murphy is now the manager for the Brewers. I like his saltiness. I like the scrappiness of this Brewers team. And I believe it's Terry Bell, our news director. It's a 4-game homestand, I believe, for the Brewers against the Cubs. 3 more. You can hear all of them right here on select stations of Civic Media. Hopefully one of yours is selected. WRCE in Richland Center, WISS. Oshkosh Air Support. And is it Amory as well? Oh, I always forget.
Honestly, I don't remember.
We'll figure it out. We'll find. We'll ask Luke Mathers. He's coming in at the bottom of the hour at 12:30. for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Of course, our very own Civic Media executive producer, he'll set us straight on which stations carry the Brewers. Otherwise, you can stream the Brew Crew on the Major League app. We can't. Unfortunately, the authorities that are much higher than us tell us, no, you cannot. Well, you could. We could stream the Brewer game. It may be the last thing we do because they file a big lawsuit and shut us down. But we, for those stations over the air, always great to hear the calls on the Brewers radio network. We're glad to be a part of it, and good luck to the Brew Crew the rest of the way here. The next three games. I saw a prognosticator, a statistician, if you will, kind of based on the current streaks and the way the team has been playing. They kind of looked forward and said, if everything holds true, if all the teams continue to play more or less the way they're playing now, here's where the season would end up, had the Brewers in first place in the Central.
Wow. You know, I mean, right now, aren't they leading or at least close to it?
No, they are. Yesterday was a big game against the Cubbies, who are right behind them. So,
yeah. Also, to clarify for listeners, I was not in the Civic Media club level seats. I purchased my own tickets, one of my roommates did, who's from the Chicagoland area. And he allegedly, unknowingly, got us tickets in what turned out to be the Cubs section.
Oh, Lord. Really?
So I walked in surrounded by just not quite the right kind of blue t-shirt. I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be awkward.
It was a little off. A little off. Like a lot of Cubs fans are. A little off.
Yeah. Ethan bought a brat. I mean, we both bought brats. Mm. There was a brat fry going on in the beer garden. We were there a little early, so we thought we'd enjoy that. And Ethan put some ketchup on his brat. And some Chicago guy standing next to him, clearly already wasted way before the game started, is just like, this guy's putting ketchup on a hot dog. He's putting ketchup on a hot dog. Oh, look at this guy. And it's like, dude, it's not a hot dog. There is only ketchup and mustard available. And you're drunk and no one cares. Like, nobody was acknowledging him at all.
What about the stadium sauce? You can always do the stadium sauce, right?
I guess that was there too. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's a little different down there in Chicago.
But it wasn't even a hot dog. Like, calm down, dude.
I know. But the important thing is the Brewers won.
Yeah. So that was funny.
Yeah, it was. It was just, it's fun to have this rivalry. It's nice. I'm old enough to remember when the Brewers were in the American League, and that was fantastic too. But I think it's been more fun since they've been in the National League to have this rivalry with the Cubs. So, I'm glad you got to go. Glad they got a win and experience that. I went, spent Saturday back in the old RC a little bit, helping mom with some flowers. We grilled out our own brats. And then on Sunday evening, as I mentioned last week, I watched the National Memorial Day concert on public television, PBS. And again, by the last story, and the great actor Bryan Cranston, he voiced the first story, and by the end, I had tears. And then it was about a World War II veteran who is still there and who is still alive. And he went down to the audience and hugged the guy, and the guy just the tears were running. And it was very emotional. If you have not seen it, you can still view it at the YouTube channel for PBS. It's the National Memorial Day Concert. Always a great, great event, and great to just watch and hear these stories of people beyond heroism to me, and just a great event. So took that in on Sunday, and then now here's the deal: we had a special Memorial Day show that we had pre-recorded on Friday, and as will happen, life isn't perfect, and you just have to move on. There were a couple of gremlins in the system, as it turned out on Monday yesterday, and so much of the show that we had pre-recorded on Friday just unfortunately didn't get to play out yesterday. But that's the way life goes, and I'm handling it well. I'm fully medicated on opioids today. So
good to know. We do have Narcan in
fully,
the office.
Fully under prescription, by the way. Fully under prescription. I had shingles years ago, and I have more like 3% that has, it's called myalgia. And so when you get under a lot of stress, you have these. So, I mean, Vicodin's the only thing that does it. But anyway, the important thing here is we're going to replay the original interview with Jeremy Lyon, who is the division administrator with the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. He handles veterans benefits. We're going to replay that for you at 1:30 in today's show. Great interview, not because of me, but because of Jeremy, and he himself, a veteran, decorated veteran, Marine, I believe, And he is now working in Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. And we talked specifically a little bit about Wisconsin Gold Star families. And maybe at some point we'll kind of bring some of this back and talk about it at greater length. But what we had pointed out yesterday on the show is that at Wisconsin's Memorial Union here on campus at UW-Madison, there is a great project. It's called the Gold Star Honor Roll Project. It sits on the third floor, I believe, of the Memorial Union on campus. And of course, for a lot of people, myself included, I love to go out down and just sit on the terrace and take in a beer and a brat and maybe some Babcock Hall ice cream. But it's literally, the building's named the Memorial Terrace, or the Memorial Union, to honor folks that originally in the Civil War all the way through World War II at the time, who have lost their lives, who were either Badgers, who were students, or who were alums, and who lost their lives in active service to the country. And they put together this great project. It's an interactive kiosk, and you can find it at, I believe, goldstarhonorroll.org. Is it? You can double check me. We can pass that on. But Mr. Zomers put it in our show notes from yesterday. And you can go there.
I'll put it in today as well.
Thank you very much. And you could go there and find all these great stories of heroism and selflessness and sacrifice for the country. And it's a great project. So if you ever get down to Madison, check that out at Memorial Union. And you could also do it online yourself from the convenience of your own home, wherever you are across the great state of Wisconsin. So Jeremy Lyon will be in at 1:30, that interview regarding Wisconsin Gold Star families, and also some things that you might not know. For instance, the Wisconsin Veteran Cemeteries across the state of Wisconsin. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that with Jeremy Lyon at 1:30 today. Lots to get to, lots going on in the news. So Mr. Zomers put it up there. It's uwgoldstarhonorroll.org. So it's uwgoldstarhonorroll, all together, no spaces, no dots, just uwgoldstarhonorroll.org. So check it out. It's a powerful project. It's an important project, and thank all those who had a part in it, including the Wisconsin Historical Society. Lots to get to today. We're going to continue to talk more about this with Luke Mathers here coming up at the 12:30 hour, just after the break. But and I'm not sure exactly why they did this. Not something I would do if I were advising. Clearly, I'm not. But the Biden team thought that it would be a good idea to have a press conference outside of the Trump. Today is the starting of the closing arguments in the Trump trial out in New York City. And so the Biden folks thought it'd be a good idea to have some sort of dueling press conference. And for whatever reason, maybe he lives down the street. Maybe he was the only person available. I don't know. But they decided to bring in Robert De Niro, Bobby De Niro.
Interesting.
To this press conference. We've got a little audio here. We'll play a little bit after the break. But they also have Michael Fanone there, one of the decorated Capitol police officers that was there during January 6th, the insurrection. And it's powerful stuff. It's true stuff. But again, I just don't understand. You're never going to out reality show Donald Trump. I mean, he literally is an expert in that. And I don't know if I like the vibe of this. But we'll play you some cuts on that and discuss that. Also, take your phone calls as well of the news over the weekend. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Oh, and a quick note. There were people yesterday when we were having our technical difficulties who were texting in. And I thought, well, you know, I think nothing better else to do. So I tried texting people back on the Civic Media app. Zomers tells me you didn't see that. So, well, I apologize for that. The intentions were well, but
we'll fix it.
We'll fix it. Come on back more with you and us after this. It's Tuesday, May 28th on Civic Media.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, May 28th. Glad to have you along with us. Off the text line, Sherry from Horicon giving us a shout out. Good morning, Todd and Aaron from Sherry in Horicon. God love you, Sherry. We appreciate you listening. And Sherry was one of those people texting us yesterday on the show line. And I thought, Sherry, I was texting you back, thanking you for checking in. And it turns out that, of course, goofball Todd, I didn't know what I was doing, and you didn't see that. So we'll figure. Zomers is going to school me. He's going to teach me how to do it, and we'll do it better next time.
It's, yeah, basically, you just texted into the chat, which is what we see when you have to go.
I texted myself, basically, which describes a lot of my dating life, quite frankly. I'm not even sure what that means. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Glad to have you along with talking about this presser. They call it a press gaggle. Where the press kind of was kind of semi, you know, there's no big podium or whatever, and the press will go around someone and they just kind of talk. I guess it was a little bit more organized than that. But Biden's campaign decides to have this presser, this gaggle outside of the courthouse this morning, and they decided to pick Robert De Niro to be their person there. We're going to get you a cut of that in a minute. But first, let's go to Peggy in beautiful Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Peggy, always a pleasure. What say you?
I actually listened to all of De Niro, and I thought he was excellent. And I think it's about time the Biden administration pulls up their big boy pants and starts speaking out, because they look like they are getting cramped on. Because I realize why he's keeping his mouth shut, but you can't anymore.
Well, I think that's a great point, Peggy. And I think you hit on why they did it. It is because exactly what you said, that they're tired of the press carrying all this ridiculousness that Trump says before and after these trials.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I guess they decided to fight fire with fire, you know. So I guess from that standpoint, it makes sense. I just loved over the weekend. What did you think about this? I mean, yeah, and we're going to read some of it later. Trump's, I'm going to call them tweets, but on his Truth Social, where he's calling people human scum on Memorial Day, and you juxtapose that with the President of the United States, Joe Biden, laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and giving a great nonpartisan speech at the memorial there. I mean, one person is looking presidential, the other isn't. That speaks to me, but maybe they need this kind of thing they did this morning to get to other folks.
I don't understand how anybody, whether you are left or right, purple, blue, whatever, can stand for having our vets ridiculed, ripped on. I mean, those people died for us.
Right.
And people follow Trump? I mean, are you kidding me? Aaron Trump goes around and says, well, and if any of those kids that are protesting up at those colleges, they're going to just be kicked out of the country. Do people not get that this guy is nuts?
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's no other way around it. He is nuts. Period.
Yeah, we're gonna. I appreciate bringing up Trump's comments on over the years on military veterans. We have a couple of different cuts. We'll get to those a little bit later in the show, Peggy. But no, I appreciate. So you thought the presser, because I've only seen clips. We're gonna play one right now. But you thought overall the De Niro presser was beneficial.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Great.
We can't stand by anymore. We're getting kind of close, because that's exactly what Trump wants. He wants us to keep dragging it out.
Right. Appreciate
and
the
I'm
call.
Sorry, but he's gonna get off on this. He always does.
Well, and that's the interesting point
but
too, right?
But I gotta give the judge a lot.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here, whether or not he's found guilty or acquitted or a hung jury. Those are kind of the three options there. But
my one other question is Script News on Channel 57.7, and I don't watch it all the time, but they tend to tell both sides of it. And I don't get why these other stations are not telling both sides of it.
Yeah.
Well, they compare Trump and Biden, what he's for, what's the other one for. No one's doing that. And so all they keep hearing is this Trump, Trump, Trump. And Trump doesn't say anything.
Right.
I mean, not really.
Right. Well, I mean, to paraphrase, we had the quote from E. Jean Carroll a couple weeks back where to paraphrase, E. Jean Carroll said, Trump is nothing. Trump himself is nothing. It's the people around him that give him his power.
Yeah.
So,
the Republicans, I really feel bad for them, because they have drank the Kool-Aid big time. Oh my gosh.
So a former Wisconsin Republican Party chair Brandon Scholz said at the state convention. He said he literally called it drinking the Kool-Aid. So there you go. Uh-huh. Appreciate the call as always, Peggy. Thanks for listening down there in beautiful Brooklyn. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go ahead and take Mr. Zomers' first clip. This is Robert De Niro this morning in New York at the Trump trial, outside the Trump trial, giving his thoughts on this, and he gets heckled. We'll see how long we stay with this, because intentional or not, there's a car horn going off in the background. It gets a little annoying, but to Peggy's point, let's pay attention to what actor Robert De Niro had to say in New York this morning.
Running this country and saying, I'm not leaving, I'm dictator for life. I hope this new ad campaign reaches outside the bubble to remind supporters of what a danger he is to our lives. This is not a threat. This is a reality. And that's why I've joined the Biden-Harris campaign, because the only way to preserve our freedoms and hold on to our humanity is to vote for Joe Biden for president. Really. We don't have a choice. On January 6th, while Republican lawmakers despicably tried to keep the loser Trump, in the White House, and Trump-inspired insurrectionists stormed the Capitol, brave men and women from law enforcement put their lives on the line to defend this country, our democracy. They are the true heroes. These guys are the true heroes. They stood and put their lives on the line for these lowlives, for Trump.
They lied under oath.
They lied under oath.
Right.
Who lied under oath? What are you telling me?
Those two traitors behind you.
Excuse me?
Those two traitors behind you.
They lied under oath?
That's right.
What are you saying?
They're traitors.
They're traitors. You got to, I don't know, I don't even know how to deal with you, my friend. I don't even know how to deal with you. They stood there. They didn't have to. And there were other ones in there who probably were in with them a little bit too, and they found a way to get around. Not these guys. They stood there and fought for us, for you. For you.
Well, they weren't fighting for me.
No, they fought for you, buddy. You're able to stand right here now.
Only on the streets in New York.
See, I love that clip because you got classic Robert De Niro. You know, you're talking about these guys. I mean, that was fantastic. Because what you had is a couple of Trump staffers that were standing there heckling Robert De Niro, and saying that Michael Fanone and the other Capitol Police officer behind De Niro had lied under oath to Congress, which is 100% not true. And unfactual. And I love the fact that Robert De Niro just went off script and took the guy on. And I mean, you don't mess with Bobby De Niro, right? And I think Peggy from Brooklyn is right. Maybe the Biden folks need a little bit more Robert De Niro in campaign 24. Back with our own Robert De Niro. He's a star of stage and screen. Luke Mathers after this.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Markets have been active coming out of the three-day weekend. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report along with you midday on a Tuesday. The wet weather has been dominating the conversation. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend says regions in Iowa and Minnesota are seeing historic spring moisture, and he expects this wet start to be an ongoing discussion in the market throughout the growing season.
Fortunately, in the market's mentality, you know, when you have a drought, the drought affects everything, but rain still makes grain. And those areas that are in the lowlands and the wet are obviously, I mean, I made some drives over the weekend and had some fields that had some pretty big wet patches in them. You know, so we'll see how the market plays that out. We won't get that probably shaken out until the end of the year in September, you know, when we start getting harvest going, get those final yield estimates, final acre numbers, things of that nature. So it's going to be one of those summers where we're going to be either mad or happy with the market based on the conditions that are out there that we're seeing right now. So it's going to be kind of a choppy year, I would say, overall, because of this wet start that we're having.
Market advisor John Heinberg joining us from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. Hey, we want to hear what's happening in your field. How much rain did you get? Is there water standing? Let us know through our talk text line at 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276.
Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org.
From Chicago, corn and soybeans are trading in the red. Cash corn down 3.25 cents at 461.5. December new crop corn down 3 cents at 485.25. Cash soybeans are trading down 19.25 cents at 1228.75. And November new crop beans are down 12.25 at 1207.25. The June Class 3 milk contract is trading down 27 cents at 1962 a hundredweight. The July contract also down 27 cents at 1979. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News.
The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow.
And so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time on the John and Gordy Family Show, we'll be live from Short Stack Eatery.
And we'll have as a guest Rachel Barnhart from Up Together talking about universal basic income.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on this mid 12 o'clock hour. It's 12:34 on Tuesday, May 28th, 2024. Mr. Zomer is on the board and joining us as per usual for a Tuesday tangent, the one, the only, our executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers, our very own version of Robert De Niro. How are you, Mr. Mathers?
How am I Robert De Niro? What?
I just like that.
Okay, that's fair.
We're talking about, did you see this morning? Now, the Biden campaign decided, look, let's try to counter, I guess, these gaggles that Trump has outside of the courtroom in New York. Closing arguments are underway here in New York this morning. And so they decided to have the Biden-Harris campaign oppressor, but not with Biden or Harris. They dialed up Bobby De Niro, actor Robert De Niro, and had him do this. Peggy in Brooklyn called it earlier. She loved it because she said, you know, the Biden folks need to kind of be hammering this a little bit stronger. What are your thoughts on this, Luke?
Yeah, I only saw it, Todd, because you brought it to my attention. So I knew that the closing arguments were taking place in Manhattan today in the Trump an original election interference trial, also yes, referred to by many as the hush money trial. But yeah, I mean, with the media ecosystem that we have these days, why not try anything to get through to the headline? Yeah. And hey, it clearly worked, Todd, because
we're talking about it.
You and I are here discussing it. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, does it feel a little strange? Sure, but it I think it achieved the goal of the campaign talking about it, yeah, and bringing more attention to what's going on there in Manhattan.
We, before the break, played the first cut there of Robert De Niro, and Trump had a couple of these campaign folks right next to De Niro heckling him, and he wasn't having anything of it because they were trying to infer you had former Capitol Police Officer Michael Fanone and another Capitol Police Officer behind De Niro, and this Trump heckler said, well, those guys lied under oath, and De Niro in class, who, you, these guys? I mean, it was fantastic. I loved every part of it.
You talking to us? That's right. I can't even do it, but yeah. It's like, come on.
Right. You don't take Bobby De Niro on. This is a more succinct clip from this morning's presser with De Niro outside of the courthouse where closing arguments are going on in the Trump trial. De Niro cuts right to it in this clip.
He gets in. I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave.
I just love the fact. I think I want to bottle that up, Zomers, and we're going to use that. He will never leave. I love that. And then you add.
It also goes when you have Todd over for a dinner party, guys. You could use the same clip. Todd will never leave. No, I'm just kidding, Todd. Those Midwestern goodbyes, they're hard. We're hard to kick out.
Now I know why the invites are fewer and fewer these days. And then you had former Capitol Police Officer Michael Fanone, of course, one of the heroes of January 6th, who took on great bodily risk and harm to protect the Capitol and, more importantly, the lives of all legislators inside. Michael Fanone spoke at this gaggle this morning in New York.
I'm just one representative of the hundreds of police officers that were assaulted that day by Donald Trump supporters, inspired by his lies. The lies that continue to this day to inspire my fellow Americans to turn against their fellow Americans, to turn against police officers. (Clears throat)
At the end of the day, this election is about Donald Trump and his vision for the office of the President of the United States. Not as a public servant who answers to the elected, to the people who elected him, but as an authoritarian who answers to and serves only himself. Thank you.
Michael Fanone, former Capitol Police officer, one of the heroes of January 6th. Luke Mathers, that to me says so much. Number one, you could tell that Officer Fanone was trying to hold it together despite Trump hecklers in that. And I think more importantly, we're going to play another clip here in a minute. It's just, it's beyond irony and hypocrisy to me, Luke, that you have a mega party who tries to paint themselves as we back the blue, pro-police, this and that, pro-military. And here they are heckling one of the law enforcement heroes of January 6th.
Yeah, and I think this kind of gets, it cuts a little deeper too on the fact that, yes, we're talking about this, and I think this is was the goal of the Biden-Harris campaign by staging this outside of the courthouse today, is because when you really get into it, this is what is they're trying to have covered. They have Robert De Niro there to get the attention, but then the true message of what the Biden-Harris campaign is trying to convey here is the stakes and the consequences for this election of what we're facing in November. And I think the former Capitol Police officer Fallone does a very good job at that. Mm-hmm. And he stresses that. And yes, there's a very strange juxtaposition for these supporters of the former president that attacked law enforcement on January 6, 2021, and are there heckling that same law enforcement officer that is now speaking out against the former president. It's very telling. And so I think this is the message that they were trying to convey and break through with the Robert De Niro aspect to it. And I mean, it is a very important message. It is very telling. Yes, he will. When Robert De Niro says he will never leave if he's elected again, there's without consequences, Todd, from what occurred on January 6th, there is no indication that the former president would not try to do the same or worse if he were to be reelected to office and then not leave and try to hold on to power after that second term. And so that is a very real consequence and an uncertainty that we as a country don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Because everybody after the 2020 election said, oh, what's it a couple weeks that we appeased the guy? He said he won. We'll let it play out in the courts. And we saw what it took. It is the worst that can happen that we've seen so far is an attack on the Capitol grounds. What could even be worse than that is an authoritarian regime taking over and never giving power back.
Off the text line, Tom listening in out in Sauk Prairie on that clip from Robert De Niro with the car alarm horn going off says the horn is kind of neat sounding an emergency. Well, I guess that's one way to look at it, right?
See, I pictured it as not a car alarm going off in the background, Todd, but just Rudy Giuliani behind the car horn, just like hitting it, just trying to drown out Robert De Niro instead. But that's one way, Tom. It could be that, too.
There is no way that Rudy Giuliani has any sense of rhythm. That's just, I can't see it.
No,
that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
It's one of those things. So over the weekend, of course, was Memorial Day. And, you know, the current president of the United States, Joe Biden, tweeted this out. It said, quote, since America's founding, our service members have laid down their lives for an idea unlike any other. The idea of the United States. Today, as generation of heroes lie in eternal peace, we live by the light of liberty they kept burning. May God bless them always. That was the tweet for the current president of the United States on Memorial Day. The former president, Mr. Trump, on his Truth Social says this, quote, happy Memorial Day to all, including the human scum that is working so hard to destroy our once great country, and to the radical left, Trump-hating federal judge in New York that presides over, and it goes on from there. That was the message from Trump on Memorial Day. Here is a clip put together by Jake Tapper's team at CNN on Trump's former chief of staff, decorated General James Kelly.
The first time ever, Kelly sets the record straight with on-the-record confirmation of a number of damning details about Donald Trump from background sources, including from a 2020 Atlantic story reported with unnamed sources by editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg, including the stunning detail that Trump turned to Kelly on Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery in 2017 and asked, "I don't get it. What was in it for them?" This is Kelly confirming on the record stories of Trump insulting Senator John McCain and former President George H.W. Bush because in Vietnam and in World War II, respectively, the former aviators were shot down. Kelly describes Trump as, quote, "a person that thinks those who defend their country in uniform or are shot down or seriously wounded in combat or spend years being tortured as POWs are all, quote, suckers because, quote, there is nothing in it for them. A person that did not want to be seen in the presence of military amputees because, quote, it doesn't look good for me. A person that demonstrated open contempt for a Gold Star family, for all Gold Star families, on TV during the 2016 campaign."
Look, again, Tapper does a great job of compiling all this. General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. He himself is a Gold Star father. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?" And again, Luke, it goes back to this narrative of people like Derek Van Orten, congressman from the 3rd District, himself a veteran who likes to pump up law enforcement, pump up military folks, and yet he is supporting and endorsing a guy like Donald Trump, who we just heard has a record of anything but.
Yeah. It is a very stark contrast between the statements that you said of the current president and the statements that the former president made yesterday and has made in Memorial Day's past. And it is, I don't know exactly the best way to diagnose it, but it's a vanity of some sort, Todd, where it's he does not understand the process of contributing to something that's larger than yourself. Mm. Because to him, that's never what it's been about. To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there as large as it can be? And mm-hmm. it's a hole that I don't know if he's ever going to be able to find a way to fill it. Yeah. As himself. Like it, and to that, my heart goes out to him. And because it is a very, very, very large problem in his life. I don't know if it stems from family issues or if there's something deeper there, but to go and slap your name on the side of buildings and casinos and airlines and stakes and ultimately the White House and never feel the ability to be content, man, I that sucks. Yeah. He's never gonna be fulfilled. It is a level of vanity that I don't believe he or anybody is ever going to be able to achieve. And I think that's something that he's constantly chasing. And we as a nation have suffered the political and the fallout of those consequences. But he's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
Well said. And we used this earlier in Peggy from Brooklyn's phone call to paraphrase the words of E. Jean Carroll from three weeks ago. Trump himself is nothing, E. Jean Carroll said. It's the people around him that give him his power. And I think that's so true. And that's why, you know, it's incumbent on all of us to continue to seek the truth and to disseminate the truth so that the people around him, hopefully, i.e. the voters, say, wait a minute, this guy is not worthy of being a leader. It's just, as to your point, Luke, it's all about him trying to fill this hole in his own personal psyche.
And the emperor has no clothes, Todd. Yeah. And some folks have been seeing the emperor run around butt naked for a little while now, and others are still believing that he's got a very, very nice robe on.
Ask Stormy Daniels about that. Not a pleasant experience from what I understand. Going to come back and take your phone calls. We have Gene from Eau Claire on the phone, and we've got to get to a cat story before it's all said and done. Luke's been trying to tell this story now for 2 weeks. I promise you, Lukester, we will get to the cat story. Luke Mathers on the other side. You're listening to a Tuesday edition of the Todd Aldahl Show across to Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to the Todd Aldahl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Once again, we're joined every Tuesday Tangent Day by our own Luke Mathers, executive producer of Civic Media. Sounds like some jive kind of jazz back alley music there.
It's the Stray Cat Strut by the Stray Cats.
I was going to say, it sounds like a stray cat.
Well, it sure is.
No bigger stray cat out there prowling the alleys than Donald Trump, that's for sure. We're talking about the Trump trial going on out there in New York, and the fact that the Biden folks had this presser today with Robert De Niro, and it's getting some play. Obviously, we talked about it, and then we played a couple of cuts there from Jake Tapper on Trump's own former chief of staff, John Kelly, a decorated Marine veteran himself, and the fact that what Trump and MAGA Republicans say they believe in supporting law enforcement, supporting the military, what they actually do, what Trump actually does and says in public are two different things. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly up to the Chippewa Valley and listening up there on the tap on the Civic Media Network, Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, always a pleasure. What say you?
Good morning, guys, and thank you for a really good afternoon. Thank you for the great show. You know, bless your hearts for being kind and understanding people. Having worked in the mental health field, you cannot justify and try to think in your head, now what makes a man like this and what can we do to fix him? Mm-hmm. He deliberately hurts people. He talks about himself in the third person. Mm-hmm. You have to admit there's a problem before you can fix the problem. And all of those around him that continue to build him up and say how great he is, and he didn't, you know, all of the things he never did, continue to make him worse, just like his niece says. We have to be very careful about this. The only way Trump is going to get well, if he can, is to spend some time in a real prison without a gold toilet seat, without people every day building up his ego, because nobody's gotten his behavior, and he's only getting worse. All the people that are making excuses for him are making him worse. Yeah. Nobody held him accountable, and they kept building him up. He's a psychopath, and he is dangerous, and people need to wake up. It's nothing against him, like, you know, like, oh, you did this, you did that. No, he's got mental health issues, and it's significant, and it's impacted our country, and it's been going on since he was president, and it continues to this day, and all of us have to watch it every single day.
Yeah.
And it's alarming, and it beats people down. They wonder why people have mental health issues right now and depression. Take a look at who's on TV all the time, who's running for president of the United States. People that saw the insurrection. People saw him throwing paper towels at people. People who saw children in cages taken from their parents.
Yeah.
So we got to really call it what it is.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for taking my call, and you have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gene. Luke?
Oh, and Gene, always appreciate your phone calls. Not to say that I don't think he should be held accountable, but I'm saying, and when it comes to not even being able to, on Memorial Day, being able to honor the troops that died at the and gave the ultimate sacrifice to protect our freedoms as a nation, and he's asking former Chief of Staff Kelly, what was in it for these guys? That's what I'm saying. That's where I find the pity. Like, I don't think that means that he shouldn't be held responsible for all of the rules, the laws, the norms that he's broken. Like, by all means, full accountability. I'm full send on all of that. I just say and I'm not a professional in clinical psychology or anything like that, so I'm not going to throw out diagnoses. I'm saying that I pity somebody that is so small, that's never been, he's been the president of the United States, and he still can't see what the greater picture is there of us as a nation, and as those who gave the ultimate sacrifice at places like Arlington and other national cemeteries. That's where I find pity for him, Gene. So not to confuse the two, like, I can still pity him and want full accountability for all the misdoings he's done.
All right, Luke, we've been trying to get to this for 2 weeks. A cat story. I've been waiting for this nervous anticipation. Any story that involves a cat, it's always fantastic. What do you got for us?
Well, we have a what's grinding my gears?
What's grinding your gears, Luke Mathers?
This isn't the only thing grinding my gears this week, but we're to play catch up from a few appearances ago. We in my neighborhood have this adorable little gray with white paws cat. And I can't tell if it's a stray. I can't tell if it's just an outdoor cat for somebody that lives in the neighborhood. But boy, we have a lot of dogs in our neighborhood too. And this cat has got the dander for many of the dogs in the neighborhood, including mine. Because it is now. Todd, do you sleep with the windows open? Are you enjoying this time of year with the windows?
I would like to, but it just the pollen affects my allergies.
Yeah,
I keep them closed and turn the air on.
Yeah, we are a open up the house kind of family in the late spring, early summer when we can utilize it and get that fresh air in.
Yeah.
And the dog's not so fond of it because the stray cat that's out there, when it's meowing and walking around at 2 a.m., all of a sudden the entire Mathers household is awake also at 2 a.m. And about a week and a half ago now, I was up for an extended period of time in the middle of the night because this cat decided to not leave the backyard. And when you have a four, now 5 month old puppy, when she wakes up in the middle of the night, you have to let her out.
Right.
She's going to need to do her business.
Yeah.
And this cat, while the dogs were outside, Todd, just was running from one corner to the other of the backyard, just taunting both Remy and Aurora. And this cat, I hope it goes inside for some time, or it makes its appearances not at 2 a.m. That's what's grinding my gears.
I do have one tip for you. Close your windows.
But you like the fresh air, right? Yeah.
Believe me, Zomers, if that fixed all the problems, that would be the first thing. But this cat's meows can still be heard through a closed window, because that morning I did close the windows after it was a problem. But at 4 a.m., I could still hear the cat outside the window even when it was closed.
I mean, sometimes a cat's meow, if they're really good, it can be almost as loud as a dog's bark.
This one was kind of taunting. It was trying to be just loud enough to be heard, but not loud enough to be detected. So the dogs could hear it, but not me. It was messing with us. I'm telling you, we were running around.
Back in the day, I told this story before. Back in old Pleasant View Court neighborhood, our neighbors had a cat named JJ, which was technically their pet, but was feral, would roam the neighborhood at night, and then it was not fixed, and he would leave his mark on my mom's tires, and then you'd hear him come home after a night out going, argh. He'd been out drinking. He had a coarse voice. These cats, they get around, Lukester. So... He'd probably been smoking a six-pack or something. All right, thanks, Luke. Appreciate it. We'll see you next week on Tuesday. Stay tuned for Hour 2 after this.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time on the John and Gordy Family Show, we'll be live from Short Stack Eatery.
And we'll have as a guest Rachel Barnhart from Up Together talking about universal basic income.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8. The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow.
And so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.